Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. We're here this morning with a good friend, Mr. Bob Brown, founder and owner of Arizona Foundation Solution. We're talking about foundation repair. We're talking about radon elimination. We're talking, Bob, you have a very infatuating business, that's for sure. If you've got any of these issues that you'd like to talk to somebody about, Bob's phone number is 602-702-5390, and he does operate statewide.
A website to remember, foundationrepairwithrosie.com.
Okay, there you go. Another way you can find Bob.
And looking through all the different services that are listed there, we haven't got to them all. The one that I want to talk about that I thought was pretty interesting looking at it, it's not sitting here in the service list. The poly leveling?
Poly level. Yeah. So, I mean, that's a typical mud jacking technique. In years in the past, we did mud jacking and a lot of other people did. But in fact, you can do it cheaper and easier by drilling a very small hole and injecting an expandable foam underneath and raising the slabs that way.
That's better than a mud jack option?
Yeah, it's better a number of ways. It's not so obtrusive. You don't have to core a big hole and ruin a bunch of tile. Matter of fact, you could probably put it in the corners of grout tiles and not even see it. It's only like 3/8 in diameter.
Wow.
So
where it used to core, what, a 3-inch core at least?
Right, exactly. So you're pretty well wiping out any tile work, you know, with that method. So this is it's a little easier, a little faster, a little less messy. And we've switched over to it a number of years ago, and I think it provides a better service. We thought about it for a long time and made the switch, and I think it was the right move.
Anyone that follows our social media knows that we've been on site filming with y'all all week long,
right,
on a different series of different videos. The most interesting one was the composite alternative to rebar that y'all have been working on.
Right. So you have to talk about the problem first before you talk about the solution, right? So when concrete is first poured, it has a very high pH, very alkaline. And over time, because of acid rain, carbonic acid, it gets a lower pH. And in all the millions of pores of the concrete where water is, it now can conduct a tiny microelectrical current that promotes rusting of the rebar in that stem wall. And that current is a little circular current that will continue forever as long as there's steel in there. And when steel rusts, iron oxide is weaker than steel, obviously, but it's bigger, it's larger, and as it deposits more iron oxide, it puts pressure on the concrete and cracks it. We have whole neighborhoods. I mean, this is the biggest problem, I think, in Arizona, foundation-wise. You have whole neighborhoods where you go around and you see this horizontal crack in the stem wall, and it's all from this rebar that's rusting.
You know, Bob, you must be like the fire, smoke, and water restoration contractors. People really hate to have to call you.
Yeah. We're the dentists of the home service business.
But they see a crack in the slab, in the wall. They see some spalling stem wall concrete from the rust accumulated on the rebar. And they say, I got to call Bob.
That's right. And I've dealt with this particular problem for a lot of years. And we developed a patent-pending solution. So first of all, we replace all the metallic components with composites. So we use a composite rebar to replace the metal rebar.
In an existing stem wall?
Yes. We chip out the old rebar, take it out, and get all the iron oxide out of there, and we put a composite rebar in its place. And then if we have to have jacks, if we're moving so much that the house can't be supported, we've developed a screw jack that's fiberglass that we put in there. And then the biggest problem that nobody thinks about is the tie-down straps. You have those galvanic tie-down straps. I mean, within a year or two, they're gone. There's nothing left. Because the way they install them, they screw them to the studs on the outside of the house, and then they angle them in. Well, they have zero coverage. I mean, that by definition doesn't even meet code. But that's the way they do it. And so because it has zero coverage, it's gone. We've developed a whole composite system to replace that from underside of the foundation.
That's stem wall repair, crack stitching, heave and settling, radon remediation, concrete leveling, crawl space repair, foundation repair with Rosie. If you've got any of these issues and in need of somebody that'll help engineer and repair it the right way.